Almighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia.
Baba Olodumare, adukun foruko re.
Ancient of days, we magnify your holy name.
Arugbo ojo agbe oruko mimo yin ga.
Unchangeable Lord, we worship you.
Olorun ti o yi pada just fun o.
Thank you, Father.
Baba Yeshu.
Daddy said there's someone here tonight.
Daddy, mi so wipe nikan be ni ilale yi.
Your cry,
igbe re,
is that God will remember you.
Oni kolon uranti e.
Daddy asked me to tell you.
Daddy, mi ni so fun o.
I will remember you tonight.
Uranti e, lale yi.
King of kings and Lord of lords.
Oba awon oba ati Oluwa awon Oluwa.
Lord of hosts.
Oluwa awon omo ogun.
The Lord strong and mighty.
Oluwa ti o le ti o si lagbara.
The Lord mighty in battle.
Oluwa ti o lagbara ni ogun.
We worship you.
A josin fun o.
Accept our worship in Jesus name.
E gba ijosin wa loruko Jesu.
Please remember all of us tonight.
Jowo ranti gbogbo wa lale yi.
Fight our battles for
yes,
us.
Ja, bo wa ke ba o ja.
Do something great in all our lives.
E shun la ninu aye gbogbo wa.
Even before the sun rises tomorrow, give us mighty testimonies.
Ko ro to yo lola e fu wa ni awon eri nla.
Thank you for everything, Lord.
Adupe fun gbogbo Oluwa.
Just glorify your name tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let someone shout hallelujah.
Can you conky hallelujah?
Well, shake hands with one or two people.
But what are you going to be?
And prophesy to them.
Yes, we are telling you, are you one?
God will remember you tonight.
Amen. Olorun a ranti re lale yi.
And then you may please be seated.
E jowo e je ajoko.
With the exception of those born in the month of August.
Àwọn tí a bí ní oṣù kẹjọ kí wọ́n wà lórí ìdúró.
If you are born in the month of August,
tó bá jẹ́ oṣù kẹjọ la bí ọ.
Stand on your feet and shout a big hallelujah.
Ìdè dúró kí o kí hallelujah.
Father, I thank you for those who are born in the month of August. The 8th month is the month of a new beginning. In all their lives, let there be a new beginning. A new beginning of joy. A new beginning of victory. A new beginning of success. A new beginning of promotion. A new beginning of a closer walk with you. Let them serve you like never before. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Those born in August, congratulations. Shout another hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
All right. I told you boys yesterday that you are going to catch up with the girls. Of the 15 children born today, 10 are boys. So, as at 6 p.m., the total number of children born during this convention is 81.
Forty-one boys, 40 girls.
Let the boys shout, praise the Lord. And let the girls shout, hallelujah. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. If you have opened your Bible, let me hear you say amen.
What about the Bible?
If you haven't opened your own, say, wait for me. Alright, open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 17. Genesis 17 verse 1. Let somebody shout hallelujah. God bless you, those of you in front of the altar. Go back to your seats. That includes those of you who are pastors. God bless you. Well done. Go back to your seats, everybody. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Nigbati Abraham si di eni okandilogonu odun, Oluwa farahan Abrahamu osi wifun pe, emili olonu oludumare, marini ni waju mi ki wo ki osi pe.
God said to Abraham,
Olorun so fun Abrahamu,
he said, I'm Jehovah El Shaddai.
We mean Jehovah El Shaddai.
The God who is more than enough.
Olorun ti o to ti o tun seku.
The all sufficient God.
Olorun ti o to fun ohun gbogbo.
That all sufficient God is here tonight.
Olorun to to fun gbogbo yi nbe ni ilale yi.
He has demonstrated his power.
O ti fi agbara re han.
If you will obey him
You are basi goro si leno.
It will solve all your problems tonight. Do I hear your amen loud and clear? He is sufficient for all our needs. That's why the Bible says the just shall live by faith.
He
is sufficient for our physical needs. Like I told you on Wednesday, he is the God of all flesh. Jeremiah 32:27 says he's the God of all flesh and there's nothing too hard for him. If only you will believe, he will surprise you tonight.
Amen. Yo ya olenu lale yi.
I will tell you a story of faith.
Ma so itan igbagbo kan fun o.
That can produce the miraculous.
Eyi to le mu ki iyanu o sele.
There was this young man.
Odomokunrin kan wa.
A teenager.
To je agunbaniro.
And he is SS.
O si je eje ara re SS ni.
Had been sick all the days of his life.
Gbogbo ojo aye re lu fi sai sun.
Then one Sunday,
nojo isimi kan,
he said he wanted to give a testimony.
O ni o fe jeri.
And they said, yes, what's your testimony?
Wani kini eri e o arakunrin.
He said, I heard that Daddy Gio is coming to this church next Sunday.
Oni mo gbo pe baba wa ni loluwa nbo wa si ijo yi lose to nbo.
I want to testify.
Mo fe jeri.
That I will be healed on that Sunday.
Pe lojo yen o a wo mi san.
Somebody phoned me to tell me this young man gave this testimony.
Eyan kan wa temi la go wi pe odomokunrin yi eri to ma nje re.
And I was praying, God, let me meet this young man.
Mo wa gbadura pe Oluwa je n ba omokunrin yi pade.
As God will have it.
Lọlọrun se ma gbese ede.
As I was coming out of my car.
Bi mo se n jade ninu oko mi ninu ijo yi.
The young man was standing there.
Omokunrin yi duro si ena ona de mi.
He didn't look like a teenager at all.
Ko dabi agunbaniro rara.
He looked so tiny.
O kere ni o ran mole.
He came to me and says, Daddy,
o wa to mi wa pe baba,
I have been sick all the days of my life.
Gbogbo aje aye lo ti fi se aisan tara won o le.
But I am confident.
Mo o dahun loju pe
that since you have come to this church today,
I will
be healed today.
Ọlọrun a mu mi lara da loni.
I hugged him.
Mo wa giro mo.
I said it will be unto you according to your faith.
Mo ti so pe yo se yo ri fun gege bi igbagbo re.
I got his letter last month.
Mo wa ri iwe re gba losu to koja.
Because the boy is in America.
Tori ilu America lo wa.
I met him in March.
Mo ba pade ni osu keta.
He wrote.
O wa ko we ranse si mi.
Dear Daddy,
baba mi owon,
I want to thank God and I want to thank you.
Mo fe dupe lowo Olorun, mo si fe dupe lowo yin na bakan na.
I have been healed since the day you came to our church.
Ati mo mi larada lati ojo ti e ti wa si ile ijosin wa.
With confidence in the Most High God.
Pẹlu igboya ati igbagbo ninu Olorun Olodumare.
I'm prophesying to someone here tonight.
Mo wa so tele sinu aye enikan ni lale yi.
Who believes?
Eni ti o gbagbo ni o.
Tonight you will get your miracle.
Amen. Lale yi wa ri ise iyanu egba.
is more than sufficient for our material needs.
Oto fun gbogbo ohun ti a nilo nipa ti isuwo na.
Because according to Psalm 24 verse 1.
Nitori gege bi ori David ori kerin lelogun ese kini ti wi.
Psalm 24 verse 1.
Ori David ori kerin lelogun ese kini.
The Bible said the whole earth is the Lord's.
Bibeli so pe ti Oluwa ni ile.
And the fullness thereof.
Ati ekun re.
In 2 Kings chapter 4.
Ni oba keji ori kerin.
Verse 1 to 7.
Ese kini si keje.
2 Kings 4 verse 1 to 7.
Awon oba keji ori kerin ese kini si keje.
A widow was in debt.
Obirin opo kan o wa ninu gbese.
And the creditors wanted to sell her two sons to recover their money.
Be ni awon to je lowo won fe ta awon omo re leru ki won ba le rowo won gba.
She cried to the Almighty God.
Oke pe Olorun Olodumare yi.
The all sufficient one.
Olorun to to fun gbogbo aini.
He intervened.
Olorun dawo lese re.
Not only was he able to pay off her debt.
Ise pokan le san gbogbo gbese re nikan ni.
She had enough money to live on for the rest of her life.
Oh, itoku o to jeun fun gbogbo yoku ojo aye re.
I'm prophesying to someone here tonight.
Mo wan so tele si aye nikan ni lale yi.
Before the end of this month.
Ki osu yi to pari.
Financially, the tide will turn for you.
Ni ti eto isuwo na o gbogbo aye pada si rere fun o.
A woman came to me, I think it was in 1983 or 4.
Obirin kan wa to mi wa ni nkan bi ogbon odun seyin.
She came from one town in Oyo State.
O wa lati ilu kan ni ipinle Oyo.
For prayers.
Pe ka gbadura fun.
I said, don't worry, all will be well. God will provide for you, etc.
Mo so fun pe ma yore lenu. Gbogbo yo adara Olorun a pese fun o.
You can go home now.
O le ma lo le nisisiyi.
She said, I can't go.
O ni won le lo.
Because I don't have the money to travel back.
Won o ti e lowo ti won wi woko pada lo le.
And I was very poor then too.
Emi na bakan na la fe jo ri nigba yen.
It's just that one poor is different from another poor.
O kan je wi pe ikan se pe li ju keji lo ni.
I took the little money I had.
Mo wa mu owo die to wa lowo mi.
Divided it to two.
Mo pe si meji.
And gave her half.
Mo ni ko gba.
It was in June.
Ni osu kejo ni.
By the following August.
Nigba ti osu kejo ma to tele.
She came back.
O pa nde wa.
And bought a big cow for the convention.
O wa ra malu nla fun ajodun iru itan se lowo yi.
There is somebody here tonight.
Eni kan be ni yin lale yi.
Financially things might be difficult.
Nipa titi eto isuwo na ohun gbogbo le ma rorun fun o nisisiyi.
The next year convention.
Sugbon ni odun to nbo ninu ajodun bi iru eyi.
You will be one of those who will sponsor it.
Wa wa lara awon ti o se agbateru e.
Is more than sufficient emotionally.
Oto o si tun seku fun lati ba gbogbo ani iwa pade nipa ti okan ibale okan wa
nipa ti ero okan
wa
ironu
ati ironu.
Psalm 16 verse 11.
Orin Davidi ori kokan dini ikerin dini ogun ese kokanla.
Psalm 16 verse 11.
Orin Davidi ori kerin dini ogun ese kokanla.
Bible says in his presence there is the fullness of joy.
Bibeli so wi pe ni waju re ni ekun ayo wa.
You've heard the testimony before.
Eti gbo eri iri.
We were in the very first auditorium.
A wa ninu ile ijosin ti akoko gbogan akoko.
We were all praying.
Gbogbo wa ngbadura.
And when I pray, I close my eyes.
Ni gba ngbadura mo ma ndiju.
Then God spoke to me and said, son, open your eyes.
Olorun wa ba mi soro pe ki nlaju.
I almost told him, Lord, I'm praying.
Mo fe so fun Olorun pe mo n gbadura lowo.
So I opened my eyes.
Mo wa laju.
And he pointed at a woman in the crowd.
O wa na ojuwe obirin kan si mi laarin ero.
Who was drenched in tears.
Jo je wi pe omi je oju re ti je ka so e tutu.
God said, go and tell her.
Olorun ni lo so fun
to weep not.
Pe ma sokun mo.
That's all God asked me to tell her.
Ohun t'Olorun ni so fun oju be lo.
I got to her.
Mo wa dodo re.
I touched her.
Mo fowo kan.
Sister,
arabirin,
God said,
Oluwa so wi pe
weep not.
Ma sokun mo.
Suddenly,
lojiji,
her face brightened. As if the sun was coming out of the cloud. Because she knew at long last God had heard her. In the name that's above every other name, at long last God will hear you today. A year later, she came to see me.
Oh, wa pada wa ri mi.
I said, sister,
when you are arabirin,
what can I do to help you?
Kini mo le se lati ran yin lowo?
She opened her mouth.
Oh, wa lanu
and closed it.
O tun pade pada.
She couldn't say anything. She opened the mouth again. And closed it. I said, what is this, sister? She opened her mouth the third time and said, Jesus.
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 I said, okay, yes, I've heard Jesus.
What? Kini.
She said, I was the woman who was weeping. That you came to her and said, weep not. She said, I've been barren. I think 12 years. And the relatives of my husband said, I should get out of the house if I don't have a child. That's why I was weeping that day. I looked at her. It was my turn to weep. But to weep for joy. Because on her right hand she was carrying a child, on the left she was carrying a child. Because you are here tonight. In the name of the all-sufficient God, you will never weep again.
Amen. Oh, ni sokun mo.
He is more than sufficient. To promote.
Lati gbeniga.
Thank you, Father.
Baba Eseun.
Daddy says there's someone here tonight.
Baba so pe nikan wa ni ilale yi.
So you will understand.
Pe to n ba ti so yo yi o.
He said, I should tell you.
Oni so fun o.
You will win convincingly.
Pe. Pe wa bori lai si ariyanjiyan.
In Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7.
Oni Davidi karun din ni ogorin ese kefa si keje.
Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7.
Oni Davidi ori karun din ni ogorin ese karun si keje ese kefa si keje.
The Bible says promotion comes not from the east or from the west.
Bibeli so wi pe igbega ko wa lati iwo orun ati tabi ila orun lati ila orun ati iwo orun.
It doesn't come from the south.
Be ni ko wa lati gusu.
Promotion comes from God.
Odo Olorun ni igbega ti wa.
And then in 1 Samuel chapter 2
ni iwe Samuel kini ori keji
verse 7 to 8
ese keje si kejo.
1 Samuel 2 7 to 8
Samuel kini ori keji ese keje si kejo.
The Bible says God can pick up a beggar from the dunghill.
Bibeli so wi pe o le gbe talaka dide lati inu erupe. Lati ori atan.
And set him among princes.
Kí ó sì gbé kalẹ̀ pẹ̀lú àwọn ọmọ aládé.
I thank God for the testimony of my son.
Mo dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run fún ẹ̀rí ọmọ mi yẹn.
Who dropped out of school in class 2.
Ẹni tó jẹ́ pé abala kejì ní ìwé mẹ́wàá ló ti ní ò ti lè rówó lọ lé ìwé mọ́.
And today he's a governor.
Ṣùgbọ́n lénìí o ti di gómìnà.
I prophesy to someone here today.
Mo wá sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ sínú ayé ẹnìkan ní ìlálẹ̀ yìí.
No matter how critical your situation may be.
Kò ní bí ṣe bí ihò tó ń là kọjá ti lè le tó.
In the name of the all-sufficient God.
Ní orúkọ Olúwa tí ó tó tó tún ṣẹ́kù.
You will reach the top.
Amen. Ìwọ náà yóò dé òpin ìlépa rẹ.
I can give you testimonies, but don't let's waste time because we have a lot of prayers to do.
Mo le ma jeri fun o sugbon e ma je fa koko yin sofo tori a fe gbadura.
As you have already heard,
gege bi e ti gbo,
he's able to save to the uttermost.
O ni agbara lati gbanila de opin.
1 John chapter 1 verse 7.
Johano kini ori kini ese keje.
1 John chapter 1 verse 7.
Johano kini ori kini ese keje.
Say the blood of Jesus Christ his son cleanses from all sins.
Ope eje Jesus Christ omo re on we ni mo kuro ninu gbogbo ese.
It took Apostle Paul.
Omu Apostle Paul.
The chief of sinners.
Olori awon elese.
According to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
Gege bi Timothy kini ori kini ese ke dogun ti so.
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
Timothy kini ori kini ese ke dogun.
And turn him to the chiefest apostle.
O wa mu o so di kan lara awon apostle yi to lola julo.
According to 2 Corinthians 11 verse 5.
Gege bi Corinthians keji ori kokanla ese karun ti so.
He can pick the worst of sinners.
O le mu eyi to buru jai julo ninu awon elese.
And turn him to one of the greatest apostles.
Ki o si so di apostle to lagbara julo.
I'm believing God for someone here tonight.
Mo wa gba Olorun gbo fun enikan ni ilale yi.
Someone who never thinks he or she could be a vessel unto honor in God's hands.
Eni kan ti o ti le ro pe Olorun le lo rara rara.
Before you die,
ko to ku,
the world will know you with Christ.
Amen. Gbogbo aye ni o mo omo Jesu.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, maybe I should say amen to this one before I tell you.
Then koko so ami se le ina ki to so fun yin.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe nikan wa ni ilale yi.
He said, I will give you a mighty testimony too.
Amen. O ni owo fun o ni eri gbankogbin na.
Well, I want to get out of the way so that daddy can do the rest that he wants to do.
Mo fe kuro lona ki baba mi o le raye se on to fe se.
But the Lord said I should tell someone here.
Sugbon Oluwa ni kin so fe nikan ni.
He said the pain in the neck of your family.
Yi pe ohun to n yo yin lenu ninu idile yin yen.
Will be gone before the end of next week.
Okay. Ko si ose to nbo o to pari o isoro na adopin.
Now he asked me to tell you.
Won in so fun o.
It is as a result of the prayer you prayed yesterday.
Pe nitori adura te gba lana mi.
And so when it happens.
De nigba to ba sele.
Okay. He asked me to tell you a story, so I won't have to say the rest. You will be able to put two and two together. Several years ago, one of my sons was promoted. They gave him beautiful recommendations.
One call a call it to Danny Pye.
And for no other reason at all.
Lies is see Dicky Dickon.
No quarrel, nothing.
Kosija, Kosi Aso.
They sacked him in his place of work.
And
he came to the Holy Ghost service. And God spoke through me and said, that there's someone here. Someone close to you is going to die.
He
said, don't be sorry at all. Nobody knew who.
So,
the following week, the young man lost his father.
Baba omokunrin na ku.
Before the father died,
ki baba yen to ku,
he confessed.
O wa jewo.
That is the one responsible for the sacking of the boy.
Pe ohun lo je ki won da omo yen duro ni bi ise.
Because it's making too rapid a progress. Those of us who were here yesterday, we prayed some serious prayers.
And
the Lord is saying, I should tell someone, the pain in the neck of your family will be gone before next weekend.
Egun to ngun yin lorun ni bi idile yi ko se o to nbo o to koja a yo kuro.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Again, Daddy says, because of the prayer you prayed yesterday,
but Daddy tun so pe nitori adura te gba lana yen,
that there's someone here tonight.
Eyan kan wa ni yin lale yi.
Say, I should tell you, the danger is past. You can come out of hiding now. Amen. Daddy said there's someone here tonight.
Daddy so open kan wa ni yin lale yi.
He said, beginning from now,
bere lati sisiyi,
all your projects,
gbogbo awon idawole e,
will experience comprehensive and inclusive progress.
Amen. Aseyori ati aseyege ni gbogbo ona. Yo wa ninu gbogbo adawole e.
I think this one is specially for me.
Emi l'Olorun ba wi nisisiyi.
Daddy says there's someone here tonight.
Daddy mi so wi pe nikan wa ni yin lale yi.
He said, when my glory begins to shine in your life,
nigba ti ogo mi ba bere si ni farahan ninu aye,
it will dazzle those who are expecting your shame.
Amen. Amen. Ke awon ti won reti idojuti ni re awon loju oti.
I'm not going to make another altar call. Because my son had made one, and I believe those of you who want to give your life to Jesus, we've already done so.
Nitori omo mi ti pe yin wa siwaju eyin te si fe faye yin fun Jesus e ti se be.
If you didn't do so,
to ba je po o se be,
in your own interest,
ni fun anfani ara ti e,
before you leave here tonight,
ko to kuro ni ilale yi,
surrender your life to Jesus.
Sayi e fun Jesus.
I want to move on to what God wants us to do next.
Mo fe lo ni kankan si ohun ti Olorun fe ka se nisisiyi.
I was reading my Bible.
Mo nka Bibeli mi.
In the book of Revelation.
Ninu iwe ifihan.
And again and again and again.
Ni lemo lemo.
I keep reading about the seven spirits of God.
mo wa bere sini ka nipa awon emi meje ti Olorun.
Seven spirits of God.
Emi meje ti Olorun.
So I turned to God.
Mo wa to boju wo Olorun.
In the middle of the night.
La agbin oganjo oru.
I said, Daddy, you have never explained this one to me.
Baba mi o ti salaye eleyi fun mi ri.
There's only one Holy Spirit. Why do we have seven spirits of God, seven spirits of God? And he said to me, my son, on special occasions, the Holy Spirit can divide himself into three. Or seven. Or 70.
Oh,
I say I understand. But why are you drawing my attention to this at this particular time? He said, because on Friday, the 7th of August, at Redemption Camp, it will be a special occasion. And the Holy Spirit will divide himself to seven. I want to encourage you. Don't be lazy tonight. Because we are going to pray seven serious prayers.
And
I will tell them one by one. And he asked me to prepare seven flags. Each one for the Holy Spirit. Where is this boy? Okay. I'm going to raise up the flag one at a time. When I raise up the first one, I will tell you what to pray. And you pray it for 5 minutes. Then I'll come and raise up the second. And I will tell you what to pray about. And on and on till we get to the seventh. I assure you in the name of the Almighty God, you will never forget
tonight.
Some of the things you are going to pray about will be big.
Yo, Toby, Jojo.
Don't be afraid. I told you yesterday, don't be afraid.
Most of you are not afraid.
Fear is the opposite of faith. Tonight we are not going to ask for small things. When you hear the prayer point, just go ahead and pray it. When the results begin to come, you will remember tonight and glorify God. Okay. I think I will use this as the first one. I hope back, take it to the very back, back. We don't want to block the sight of her. And if you are sitting where you can't see, you are free to come and stand where you can see.
To ba duro ni bikibi ti o le riwaju o le wa to ba je bi to wa to joko si o riwaju o le dide duro ko wa si waju lati le riran.
They will help us show it on the screen.
Yeah, won oni camera ba gbe soju. Okay.
The first prayer that we are going to pray for 5 minutes only.
Ebe akoko ti a gba fun iseju marun pere.
It's a prayer of thanksgiving.
Oni adura ope.
Please focus on the flag. Forget me. They can hear me. They want to see the flag. Put this thing on the screen. Is that the best you can do? That's the best. Why? Move the camera back so you can see this thing accurately, or those of you in front. The old flag. Please. Thank you. All right. Now, while I was praying, the Lord said that we are all guilty of ingratitude. That we have not thanked Him enough for what He had done for us in the past. So before we begin to ask for big things, first 5 minutes, just thank God. That should be easy for you to do. But do it with all your heart. With all your heart. Remember, you are thanking the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the all sufficient God. Thank Him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Now, those of you who are very old, who can stand, you can sit down, no problem. But if you are young, stand or kneel. This is a very serious period. The all-sufficient God cannot only heal, He can make whole, but He can go a step further. He can give you the gifts of healing. That is flag number 2.
Oni asia keji.
I'm sure you will love that when you touch the sick, they will recover.
O mo nke wa fe pe to ba gbo wole alaisan ko mu ka mu larada.
That's a gift that God wants to give you tonight.
O ni ebun ti Olorun fe fun o lale yi.
For 5 minutes.
Ni iseju marun pere.
Lift your voice to the Almighty God.
O re soke si Olorun Olodumare.
Father,
Baba,
give me the gifts of healing.
Mi ni ebun mu ni larada.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Oh, Olorun Olodumare soro.
It is done in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
One of the surest ways of becoming a world figure is by winning souls to
Christ.
Peter was an ordinary fisherman. The world knows him today. God wants you to be world known. That brings us to flag number 3. Please pray this prayer. It will change your destiny. Say, Father, before I die, let me win millions of souls into your kingdom. Go ahead, pray the prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu lagbadura.
It is easy for God to make you one of the richest people on earth.
O rorun fun Olorun lati so di okan lara awon to lowo julo ni gbogbo aye.
And the condition is simple.
Idiyele re si rorun.
God says, if you do mine, I will do yours. That brings us to flag number 4. I know I won't beg you to pray this one. I know you will pray this one.
Mama, pe won ni nilo lati beyin ke to gbadura yi.
Pray it as if you mean it.
Gbadura na gege bi to ti okan e wa.
Pray it as if you expect the answer to come.
Ga ti pelu gege bi eni to nreti adura lola, ese adura yen lola.
Lift your voice to the Almighty.
Jo resoke se Olorun Olodumare.
And say, Father,
we pe baba.
If you need only 3 divine treasurers, let me be one. Let me be one. Go ahead, talk to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu lagbadura.
The Bible says,
Bibeli wipe,
the end of a thing is better than the beginning thereof.
Opin ohun gbogbo o san ju ibere re lo.
God wants you to end well.
Olorun fe ko pari ni ona to dara to rewa.
Do you know to go to heaven? You don't have to be sick.
Oh, nilo lati saisan.
You don't have to have pain.
Oh, nilo lati wa ni irora.
You can go the way I'm going to go when my time is come.
O le lo lona ti ma fi lo ti jazz ko mi ba to.
Go to church in the morning.
O lo sile ijosin laaro.
Worship God.
O ijosin fun Olorun.
Come home.
Ko pada wale.
Eat pandedia.
O jeyan.
And go.
Praise the Lord.
So I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God. As I plant flag number
7.
And say, Father,
okay, Baba,
let me end well for the rest of my life. No more sickness. No more pain. No more sorrow. No more suffering. Let me end well. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Oh, Lord, let me have a sorrow.
Thank you, Father.
Bye-bye, Sharon.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko la Jesu la gbadura.
These 7 ones are already settled.
Awon meje yi Olorun ti gbo.
But my daddy said I should give you freedom of choice.
Baba mi wa ni ki fun yin ni anfani lati yan.
3 major things that you want.
Oh, meta pataki tefe.
That should be ready before the end of the year.
Ko ti wa ni si se ko pin odun yo to de.
Go ahead, talk to God for about 7 minutes.
E ja ba Olorun soro fun bi iseju meje.
3 major things.
Oh, meta pataki.
Big
to tobi.
Go ahead, talk to God.
Ba Olorun so won.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko la Jesu la gbadura.
The Almighty God will grant your request.
Olorun Olodumare yo dahun adura yin.
From now on, when you touch the sick, they will recover.
Amen. Lato ni lo te ba gbe owo le alaisan won o ri mu lara da.
God will make you a mighty divine treasurer.
Olorun yo so yin bi akato la fun ohun.
He will make you a worldwide soul winner.
Yo si so yin bi ajere okun kaakiri agbaye.
Everything you had ever lost shall be fully restored to you.
Ohun gbogbo ti e ti padanu ni o da pada fun yin lekun rere.
He will surround you and your family with chariots and horses of fire.
Yo si yi yin po pelu keke ina ati esin ina.
You will finish well.
Amen. E o si pari ni ona to rewa.
You will never know sorrow again.
E o ni mo ibanuje mo.
No more sickness.
Ko si aisan mo.
No more pain.
Ko si irora mo.
No more sorrow.
Ko si ibanuje mo.
And everything you have asked for tonight.
Ati pe gbogbo nti e ti bere fun lale yi.
Before the end of this month, there will be testimonies. For the rest of your life, you will be a friend of God. And God will be your friend. So shall it be.
Ben Yuri.
Your own shall not be difficult for God. And everything you wish for yourself, God will do for your neighbors also.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Let me hear somebody shout hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.